Okay, so we are recording now, and Deputy Chief Wise, for starters, will you state and spell your name out for me and give me your title?
I'm a Deputy Chief. My last name is Wise, W-Y-S-E, with Lexington Fire and Rescue.
And I'm sorry, I never caught your first name.
Glenn.
Okay, thank you. Now, Deputy Chief Wise, it was 1 year ago that you responded to a call out at the old Feeder Mill. Will you tell me a little bit about what was going on that day?
Yeah, it was at the Lexington, the MFA, and we had a structure that was part of the mill that was pretty involved with fire in the lower portion of the building below ground that had actually taken place due to the demolishing of the building with the use of a cutting torch earlier that day.
But when we talked earlier, you said this wasn't that big of a loss, correct?
No, it wasn't that big of a loss. The building was, like I say, being under demolition at the time. MFA was doing away with the structure, but with our crews and several other mutual aid crews responded to the scene to extinguish the fire. Heaviest part of that fire would have been in a lower portion below grade, which would be below ground of the structure.
All right, and since that building burned, do you know, has anything been done with the land?
Yes, the MFA had gotten with a second contractor, and they went ahead and went in there and demolished the building and removed all of the building that was left after the second fire that took place for the same reasons. It was all moved off scene, and they've got everything back to normal now.
All right. And the second fire you mentioned, when was that?
Second fire was approximately a month after the fact, and it was fully involved again in the top story of the building. Same issue. We had a contractor using a cutting torch and caught part of the wood structure on fire.
Right. And in both situations, the contractors got out safely, right?
The contractor had already left the scene, not noticing that he had an actual smoldering issue in the building.
I understand. Well, Deputy Chief Wise, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should touch on?
Well, the only thing I'd like to add is if you're going to be using a cutting torch and demolishing a building, you take all the safeguards you possibly can to make sure that all of the areas where you're cutting is not smoldering when you leave the building. That would be one good thing to do. But since then, we've had no other issues. Or fires due to anything like that taking place in our area.
All right, that's great to hear.